The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Fardy, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year and all that jazz.
And all of that. Now, we're going to talk about Runaway, which I have completed.
Excellent.
And I enjoyed enormously.
Yeah, so just, you know, beware. Harlan Coben's adaptations, people are tiring of them, I would suggest. The first one, The Stranger, was brilliant. I think it's been diminishing returns since then. Too many twists that, as to quote a great person, the juice isn't always worth the squeeze. Yeah. You get to the end and you go, what? It was what? Why did I watch 8 episodes? The good news about Runaway is it's the right side of that line. The juice is worth the squeeze in this one. And it's number one as we speak. And people, even canvassing in the audience, are generally enjoying
it. Okay, set the scene for us.
James Nesbitt, who I hadn't seen in a while, is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Isn't he? So he does tortured every man like no one else can, really. So
And the close-ups are relentless.
Yeah.
I mean, he has nowhere where to hide. And he does it brilliantly. A tear in the eye. You know, the sadness, anger.
Absolutely.
Oh, brilliant.
He's on screen a lot. Like, it's a big work day for him. I'm sure he's been paid hatfuls of cash, but still, he does a great job. So he's married to Minnie Driver. There's a great cast in this. They've upped the ante with the cast. Their daughter, Paige, is missing. And she has been spending time with a ne'er-do-well who's clearly addicted to drugs. He confronts him one day, this chap called Aaron, in a park and punches him. That video, well, kicks the SH1T out of him, and that video goes viral. Then his daughter continues to be missing. Now, this is Harlan Coben, so there are other plot lines. They then go to investigate, and this isn't a spoiler, Aaron's death. This is him and Minnie Driver. Hopefully you're still with me. And they may be on the hook for the death of Aaron, right? So let me give you a little flavour of James Nesbitt being questioned about this death.
You claimed after your arrest for the assault on Aaron Corval that he had kidnapped her.
I believe he keeps her, kept her, against her will.
She's a drug user, yes?
Is that relevant?
Very much so.
Yes, she is. Look, there was a page before Aaron Corval and a page after Aaron Corval, and they were very different. He's a violent, unhinged individual. Which is why, when he came towards me in the park, I feared for my safety. And if Aaron is dead and no longer in Paige's life, that makes me extremely happy.
You're glad he's dead?
Simon's just stopped, yeah?
Yes, very. And I hope he suffered. And I hope he rots in hell. But I didn't kill him.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's full on, isn't it? But as this is Harlan Coben, did I pronounce that right? Harlan, it is. I was going to say Harlan. There are a lot of other plot lines. So Ruth Jones, who people will know as Nessa in Gavin and Stacey, plays a detective, a PI, who's Rachel Ravencroft, who's involved in a different case. She's sitting in a vegan restaurant spying on someone for no discernible reason at the start, but she's also been called in because a very wealthy man's adopted son is missing and she's on the trail of that. So we have this strange PI entering the case and we're not really sure why. She has someone called Lou working with her who's a slightly older lady who's a tech guru who's doing all the stuff for her. And it brings a slight comic relief to these heavy proceedings. I'll give you a little flavour of that.
Hello.
Hello.
This missing boy, Henry Thorpe. I'm on his Instagram page.
Anything interesting?
Mostly the usual narcissistic self-indulgence, but there is one thing. Someone's commented, we can't wait to see you next week on his last post, with a profile that's private.
Can you work your techie magic and find out who it is?
Techie magic takes time.
How long?
Dunno, but...
Do you remember when you said I needed to exercise more?
Well, I signed up for a spin class.
And it starts tonight.
You signed up for a spin class?
Mm-hmm.
Lou, a boy's life is in danger.
Shall we start the spin next week?
See ya.
Okay, now she, private detective, yeah, has a backstory as well, which interlinks into everything.
Absolutely. And then on top of all that, in the first episode, we are greeted by these two young people who are going around as hitmen for hire, a man and a woman who seem to be, for no discernible reason, killing people.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
basically.
Watch out, yeah. And it becomes very apparent about episode two why they're going around doing that, or we suspect so. Now, what we've described there, there's a huge amount of stuff going on. But I think it all pretty much hangs together. What do you think?
I think it hangs together. I mean, there's a colleague of Minnie Driver's in the hospital. You're wondering, what's with this character? Yeah. And it does get resolved.
All the loose ends are tied up. And this is no spoiler, but I thought the closing scene, the last frame, I actually went back and rewound to double check something. I'll say no more than that. Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father and all that. I will say no more than that. But it had me the whole way through. Mm.
All right, that's Runaway, Harlan Coben.
Eight episodes
and well worth the watch.
Yeah.
Now, screen time this week. You are on late.
I am. I'm on at 9 o'clock on the radio. It will be on the podcast and the Go Loud player tomorrow from 5. However, I have Bond. Which Bond, I hear you
which
as?
Bond?
Pierce Brosnan. And here's the funny thing.
By the way, I've been watching Daniel Craig on that Knives Out.
Oh, yeah,
the third
terrific.
One. It's very funny.
Oh, he's brilliant as that. He's slayed the ghost of Bond. As I would suggest, Pierce Brosnan.
He makes an idiot of himself.
Yeah,
he's
brilliant as it. But he's kind of the Columbo character in it. But Pierce Brosnan is in a great new film called Giant, where he plays a boxing coach called Brendan England, who trained Prince Nassim and other people.
Brendan Ingle.
Yeah. And it's a great watch, a great boxing movie. But I spoke to him yesterday and I said to him, you won't hear this, but you'll see it on a video. I said to him, I'm not going to mention Bond to you. And he gave me a very large theatrical wink, which was quite unnerving, but very humorous, I have to say.
I wonder, was that really, go ahead, John.
No, it was kind of,
talking about Bond.
No, it was kind of like, thank you for not. But then I did ask him about Robin Williams working on Mrs. Doubtfire, and he had some very funny stories. He talks a lot about his career and where he's been in recent years and all that, because he's having a bit of a renaissance. So a great interview, if I may say so, with Pierce Brosnan this week.
Very good. We saw him recently in the Thursday Murder Club.
He wasn't as good in that. He's in Great Nick as well, you have to say. I think he's come full circle. He was great in Bond. The accent can let him down every now and then because I don't think he knows where he's from anymore. But he's one of our great exports in terms of Irish acting royalty.
Very good. John Fardy, the presenter of Screen Time. Screen Time at 9 o'clock this Saturday evening. So if you're on your way home, driving home from the match,
indeed,
you might tune in to
well
John.
Well said.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Go Loud app. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show. Our editor is Emer Bradley. Senior producer Claire Darmody. Researchers Keane Burns, Mia Sherwood Scully. The broadcast assistant, Anne-Marie Kane, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday to you, Anne-Marie. And Cormac McDonough on sound.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.